Amen. Amen. Thank you, Andrew. And thank you to our band today, and especially folk from Aldham who've come to join us. Thank you very much indeed, Anne and Sally. And welcome to you all today for our Christmas carols. I want to think with you today about three groups of Christmas visitors who came to see Jesus. We've heard about them in those readings. Father Christmas wasn't among them, I'm afraid. We think he was, don't we? But he wasn't one of those, actually. Funnily enough, he was a bit later. A bit later in the story. Now, I'm going to need some help, actually. I need some youngsters to come and dress up for me. I need, well, three youngsters at least. So, who can help me out? They're hiding, aren't they? I want some angels, some shepherds, and some wise men. Who's willing? Who's brave enough? I did. Thank you, Helen. Lovely. Anybody younger than Helen is allowed. Come on, who's brave enough? Help me out here. What? Yeah? You'll be brave. Which of these two do you think is more excitable? Jane. Do you think Jane's more excitable? Right. To choose a set of wings for yourself. From all these on offer here.
Right.
Helen, would you be kind and put the wings on her? Oh, yes. There we go. She's not worn these before for some reason. I don't know why. There we go. That fits. And would you like to choose her a halo?
Sure, I deserve that.
There we go. There's halos everywhere. That'll do. There we go. Wherever angels go, there's a little bit of stardust on the floor, isn't there? I think so. There we go. I'm told, actually, that if there were three wise women who'd came to the crib, they would have asked directions, they would have arrived on time, they would have helped deliver the baby, they would have brought practical gifts, they would have cleaned the stable, made a casserole, and there would be peace on earth as well. There we go. Anyway, the first group was the angels. Can you flap your wings a little bit? There we go. Do you remember how to be excited? Yeah? I think arms right out, probably.
Well, and I think you have to do that in the snow. You lie down on your back in the snow, and you flap your wings, and then you get up, and there's an angel shape.
That's right. That's the one. In Luke's reading that we heard, we're told that a massive number of angels appeared in the night sky. And they praised God for what he'd done in sending Jesus. And the angels were excited. Can you imagine? Yeah, an excited angel. They were unbelievably excited at the news that a saviour, Jesus, had been born. How long do you think they've been waiting for that moment? We wait for things, don't we? We wait for Christmas to come. How long had those angels been waiting? You can hardly... 9 months. Well, yes. Speaks a woman. A mother. I think they've been waiting longer than that, because I think they knew that this was going to happen from way before that, from the Old Testament, from even the day the world was made. I think they knew about this. And they were longing for it and waiting for it. Can you imagine how excited they were when the day finally arrived? So I think we need to take our cue from the angels to get excited about the Christmas story, about the coming of Jesus on earth. There are lots of exciting things happening at this time of year, aren't there? I wonder if you've perhaps been into town and seen the lights and all the feasting, all the parties. We had a family do yesterday, actually, way down in Hampshire. And all the family gathered together, lots of good food and so on, lots of celebration. Perhaps you go and see a Christmas film or a pantomime or a theatre or something. And it's all fun, isn't it? But let's get excited at Jesus. Like the angels did. The most exciting thing of all is that it's Jesus' birthday. And so we can praise God for sending his Son, who is also our Saviour, the greatest gift of all. Now, would anybody else like to come and join Helen and be a shepherd? Ali, come on, come and be a shepherd. Would you like to choose some sheep down there, white or black? Because sheep do come in black as well, don't they? So that's a sheep, yeah? Yeah, yeah. His name is Lammy, I think, yeah? Helen, would you like a white one or a... Well, tell you what, have both. Have both. There we go. She's in black and white today, isn't she? And would you like a criminal? Oh, no, no, it's a crook, isn't it? That's right. Yeah, there we go. Yes. Lovely. That's okay. That's fine. The shepherds, what did they do? What were they famous for doing? Did somebody say bah? Very good. Yes. No, actually, it wasn't the shepherds. It was the sheep who did that. The shepherds were told by the angels what was going to happen, that Jesus was there, and they investigated, didn't they? They went to go and check it out, see what had happened. Yeah, they did. They left their sheep on the hillside, and they went down to Bethlehem to see this thing that had happened. Now, I'm guessing that shepherds often had to go and check things out, didn't they? I mean, they had to go and find pasture for their sheep. And probably if there were funny noises in the night, they had to go and check those out, make sure there wasn't a wild animal stealing the sheep or frightening them. Our friends yesterday keep chickens, and they found there was one less chicken down at the bottom of the garden, and there was a little pile of feathers on the grass. And so, you know, you have to make sure that these strange noises don't mean that there's some thief about stealing the animals, do you? So in Luke's Gospel, again, we're told that the shepherds investigated what had happened. Why don't we do that as well this Christmas? Find out more about Jesus. At the very least, tell the story to one another in our families, with children around. Often people haven't heard the story very often these days. So we can read in Luke, at the beginning of Luke's Gospel, or at the beginning of Matthew's Gospel, we can read the story, can't we, of the angels and the shepherds. Who was the third group? Somebody help me out. Sorry? The wise men. Yes. Who would like to be a wise man? Who bids? Come on, don't be shy. Who's wise here? No. You've all gone shy, haven't you? You'd be a wise... Thank you very much. A wise woman, yes, there we go. So, can we award you a crown? And there we go, there's some gold for you. Lovely. Thank you very much. Tell me your name.
Melanie.
Melanie. Thank you, Melanie, for being a wise man, a wise person. Thoughtful. The wise men, when they saw Jesus, they fell down and worshipped him. I expect they'd spent a long time thinking about that moment, hadn't they? We don't know exactly where they came from, but it was way over in the east. They journeyed for a long time to find Jesus. We're told that they studied the stars, and they were experts at observing the signs in the sky and working out what it might mean, what the significance of it all was. And I know sometimes we can jeer at that. We can say, oh, what a silly thing to do. But they got it right, didn't they? They actually got it right. And they were the first non-Jews, if you like, to come and see Jesus, the Saviour. They journeyed a long way. They put themselves out. They were important people. And they came to find out about the Saviour. And more than the shepherds just finding out, they came particularly to offer gifts, to worship and to praise him. They recognized that although he looked like any other baby that had been born, this was actually a very special child, God's king, actually the king of all other kings, crowned by God himself. So this Christmas, let's be sure that we worship. And that often means bringing him things that are worth something. Bringing him honor and respect and maybe even our gifts. At this time of year, it's very easy, isn't it, to get distracted by lots and lots of other wonderful things. But the most wonderful thing, the greatest of all, is Jesus himself. He's actually the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. He's the one who's in charge of the whole of creation. So let's make sure that we pay attention to him and give him the respect and the worship that he deserves. Let's get excited like the angels did. Thank you, angel. Let's investigate the story like the shepherds did. They went down to Bethlehem and found out about this new king who's been born. And let's worship him. Think about the significance of like the wise men did, travelling so far and bringing him their gift. Bow our heads for a moment and pray. Lord, thank you for Jesus, the greatest gift of all. This Christmas, let's get excited, investigate, and worship Christ the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you all.